Yeah, I wear full-time glasses now. I still left my house without them. Had to call my wife, and she brought them for me. Oops. So my name's Mike, and I'm going to be leading our hearts in communion this morning. And I titled this, What Are You Building? So, you've all heard the phrase, have you ever heard the phrase, out of sight, out of mind? Yeah, of course we have. Everybody's heard of that. It doesn't apply to people that we love, though. You know, the phrase that applies more for people that we love is absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? That's the one that I think of. So this past year, many of us didn't see each other during COVID. We didn't see a lot of families, didn't see a lot of friends. But for the people that we loved, people that we invested in, we found a way to connect with them, and we made time for them. But I did have a lot more time on my hands, like many of you, and I built a lot of things, had a lot of projects around the house. It might not just be me, but when I build something, I want people to notice. I want them to say, good job, well done, that looks cool. You want to take some credit for it. And so, all the analytics that go along, you watch a lot of videos and things start popping in your feed. And the video that taught me the most about building is one I'd like to share with you today.
That you liked the most building? Was there anything?
Good relations.
What?
Anything to please Sweetie Pie.
You're most proud of building your relationship with Grandma? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope I find a man like you someday.
That still gets me, and I've watched it. I thought I watched it enough that it wouldn't get me today, but it does. It does. So many things in it. Like I mentioned, I like to build things, so they show this guy, and it's clear he's been around for a while, and I thought, they're going to show something really cool that this guy has built, and I was getting excited to see it, and it wasn't about that. For me, building relationships wasn't even on my list of things that I'm most proud of building. And this man, Sweetie Pie, if he loved her like that, she was glowing. She had to be glowing. And so then I started getting cut. I was thinking, does my wife glow like that? Am I that, proud and concerned and focused on building my relationship with Gina? And then finally, I started thinking about God. God made a lot of things. He made light. He made earth. He made stars. He made birds. He made animals. But when he made man, it was very good. That's what he was most proud of. We know God's most proud of man because he invested in us. He sent Jesus down to die for us. He did that so he could connect, he could commune, and he could have the relationship with us. In 1 Thessalonians 5:9-11, it says, "For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you have been doing." A lot of things going on in this scripture also. But as we start getting ready to take communion, think about these three things. God is infinitely more proud and committed to us than that man in the video was committed to his Sweetie Pie. Regardless of what's going on in our lives, God doesn't want us to feel isolated or alone, and I think that's important when we feel isolated alone with the pandemic. It said God did not appoint us to suffer wrath. He wants a relationship with us. And relationships are important to God, and it's not just our relationship with him, but our relationship with one another. Clearly, God wants us to be focused on building those relationships and to love one another. So the question really is, what are we building? Are we building a relationship with God every day, or is it just on Sundays? And are we building and encouraging one another as we build the church up? 1 John 3:16 says, and this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay our lives down for our brothers and sisters. Let's pray. God, thank you for the way that you do love us, the way that you modeled relationships for us, the way that you modeled taking care of people, the way that you put it in our hearts to have that desire deep down to be known and to know one another. I pray that we can think about how much you love us, how much you want us to have the very best, how much you want to commune with us directly, how much you care about us when we're not even thinking about you. God, I pray that we can be a body of believers that is focused on a relationship with you every day, focused on each other every day. And I pray that we can have servants' hearts like so many of the people in VBS did this past week with our kids. I pray that we can draw from that joy. It was clear that Mia was exhausted in that video, but she was happy at the same time. And I want to know that happiness, and I pray that it drives us all towards each other. Right now, we pray for this bread and wine that signifies your body and blood that was broken and bled for us for the forgiveness of our sins. We pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen.